Hello and welcome to episode 36 of It's Funny Now, stories you're glad didn't happen to you. My name is Frank Trainer, I'm the creator and producer of the show where people tell stories that maybe were embarrassing, cringy, terrifying, shameful, disgusting, even sad sometimes when they happened, but with the help of time we can say, it's funny now. Our show is recorded live at The Crow in Santa Monica, California. That's the new comedy club for Elevated Comedy in Los Angeles. It happens every second Tuesday of the month, and on this podcast you will hear the best stories to come out of that stage. On today's episode we have Vicky Uditz with her story, Crimes Against Parkilotherms.
Failure to place a screen over the top of the tank will inevitably lead to goldfish jumping out to their deaths. Properly cared for goldfish grow to a foot in length, and they live for up to 10 years. Oh my God, I was a murderer.
Vicky has performed at theaters and festivals across the country, including the National Storytelling Festival in Tennessee. She's a multiple Moth Story Slam champion, as well as the Grand Slam. Her story Dancing at Joe's aired on the Moth Radio Hour, and she just performed at the Ebel of Los Angeles Salon Series with her show, Adventures of the Green Housewife. Other stories can be heard on the Risk podcast and KRCW's and Fictional Archive, and on our very own podcast on episodes 16 and 21. And now, without further ado, here's Vicky with her story.
I pull up at the house at 10 a.m., the designated pickup time for Mindy's birthday slash slumber party. And I see my kid, who's 10 at this time, leaning against the porch railing, arms piled high with sleeping bag, pillow, overnight case, two glass bowls filled with water and what look like... What are those? I ask as my kid gets everything in the car. Party favors, duh. They're alive, I say. Yes, Mom, they're goldfish. We have three cats, so they'll live in my room. I don't think so. Mom, they're family now. The orange one is Mimi, and the orange and white is Lucy. Family. You know, last time I checked, not too many members of our family had gills. I look at the poor little buggers. You know, it's not their fault. They never asked to be goodie bag stand-ins. I say, well, I guess they can live in the bathroom. We get the bowls into my Prius there. We put them on the floor, wedge them between my purse made out of recycled plastic bags and my motley assortment of cloth totes, and we set off. And my kid says from the back, we're gonna need a tank. Oh. No, no. I said I had goldfish as a kid. You just need a little bit bigger bowl and some food flakes. I better look up goldfish care online. Oh, you do that. Back home, I recoil in horror as the ghastly fish facts flash before us on the computer screen. Number one, failure to supply at least a 10-gallon tank will lead to suffocation from lack of oxygen and death. Number two, failure to let the tap water for the tank sit out for 24 hours so the chlorine can dissipate will lead to chlorine poisoning and death. Number three, failure to install a filter and to exchange half the tank water weekly will lead to toxic waste buildup and death. Number four, failure to maintain a temperature between 60 and 80 degrees will lead to severe metabolic stress and death. Number five, failure to place a screen over the top of the tank will inevitably lead to goldfish jumping out to their deaths. Properly cared for goldfish grow to a foot in length, and they live for up to 10 years. Oh my God, I was a murderer. In my feckless youth, I had blithely killed off any number of finned friends. And so now, to spare Mimi and Lucy the gruesome end those hapless victims suffered, and to redeem myself for past crimes against porkleotherms, I was going to have to set up an aquarium replete with every amenity I could afford. I said to my kid, can a glass box filled with water ever substitute for life in the wild? You know, if we really cared about Mimi and Lucy, we'd set them free. Mom, it says right here on the website that goldfish released to the United States harm native fish populations. Oh, no. The ancestral home of the goldfish is mainland China. China, with the most polluted water on earth, well, we can't take them there. You know, I think we should just take them back to the pet shop where they would have a big tank and professional care. Mom, they were feeder fish. What? Mimi and Lucy would be eaten alive. Oh my God, I flashed back to that horrible moment in The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. The time traveler has journeyed into the future to the year 802,000, and he has encountered humans living lives of absolute leisure. He wonders who supplies their food and clothing and why none of them are old. He climbs down a shaft into an underground tunnel, and he discovers a race of ape-like creatures. As the menacing, salivating beasts surround him, the sickening truth is revealed. The apes underground take care of the humans above because they are raising them for food. Mimi and Lucy wriggle in fear. Don't worry, girls, not on my watch. Leaving our faint-hearted pulls, our faint-hearted pets trembling in their bowls at the house, my kid and I drive to Petco to purchase a tank, filter, food, gravel, plastic plants, cratered bluish rocks that just might have come from some exotic Asian riverbed, and a screen. And we get everything in the car. We get home. We burst into the house, lugging our booty, and we race to fill every dishpan, every jug with tap water so the chlorine can dissipate. The next day, my kid reverently covers the bottom of the tank with tiny white stones and arranges the artificial greenery. I install the filter, I pour in the now chlorine-free tap water, and I introduce Mimi and Lucy to their new home. Like traumatized foster kids uncertain whom to trust, they flutter pitifully to a far corner of the tank and refuse to so much as look at us. Are they sick, Mom? Give them time, honey. Give them time. 10 years pass. Mimi and Lucy are each over 6 inches long. They sleep together as always with their eyes wide open, hidden behind their favorite rock in their 30-gallon tank. I feed them bloodworms, salmon flakes, steamed zucchini, canned peas. I have observed Mimi and Lucy going over every inch of their glass prison walls, searching for a way out. And I imagine them swimming in crystal clear waters on the other side of the world long before humans walked the earth. In my daydream, they are each 12 inches long, two hardy specimens in a school over 100 strong. Deftly, the agile pair circumnavigate aquamarine rocks lining the bank of a narrow tributary, while all around them, the golden scales of others of their kind flash in the sun.
That's it. That's our episode. Vicky truly is one of the best storytellers in Los Angeles and probably the country and the world. She truly is fantastic. She's one of those people that finds a great story in every event of their lives. I always say that it's the great storyteller, the one that finds the story in the anecdote, and she truly is that. By the way, she made my life very difficult trying to pronounce poikilotherms to say the name of the story. I did like a million takes until I finally was able to say poikilotherms, which is why I want to say it a million times now, poikilotherms. As always, you can watch the video of this story on our YouTube channel at It's Funny Now Storytelling, and you can find information about future shows and how to pitch your own story on our website, itsfunnynowstorytelling.com, and you can find a new episode every Monday on all podcast streaming platforms. And if you're in Los Angeles, tomorrow, Tuesday, April 9th, we have a live show at The Crow in Santa Monica with Craig Conant, who you may have seen on Comedy Central, and Wally Baram, writer of shows like Shrinking on Apple TV and What We Do in the Shadows on Hulu. So get your tickets now on our website. One more time, it's funnynowstorytelling.com. And on the next episode, we have Sean Ewart with his story, The Personal Ad.
The highway is like the apocalypse. There is sideways blowing snow. There's semis flipped on their top. There's emergency vehicles also crashed into the ditch. And I'm creeping along in this terrible Chevy Chevette with like no defroster down the highway, the same way I've crept into my dating life, timid but persistent. I'm gonna have sex, snow be damned.
Thanks for listening. And remember, tragedy plus time It's Funny Now. See you next time.